I mean, 12 months at war is a traumatic event in and of itself, whether you got shot at or not. So I had to come to terms with that and say, okay, you know, you're not okay.
But Army Major Kevin Pulaski, a veteran of both Iraq and Afghanistan, rarely has time to fix himself. He's his wife's caretaker.
I went into anaphylaxis shock for the third time and actually within 7 minutes was passed out and couldn't breathe. And Kevin was actually the person who found me.
Retired Major Christina Pulaski kept getting sick while serving in Afghanistan in 2008.
And it took several years before they were able to diagnose what was wrong with me. And basically, I was exposed to an unknown contaminant, chemical or otherwise, and that compromised my immune system.
She's in constant pain, can't get her heart rate up, and the drastic health problems led to psychological troubles.
My depression stemmed from, what do I do now? My identity was a career Army officer. Going from that to not being able to get out of bed 3 or 4 days a week was a struggle.
The hardest part for us was the depression.
Kevin says he and their children would walk on eggshells.
You would come home, you know, and maybe you put a pot away wrong or you left the lid off something and there would be a blow up. You know, my kids are like, what is going on? It's not that bad. You know, it's just a pot.
The depression worsened, and they both realized their lives would never be what they hoped for.
And the biggest thing that we had to come to terms with was, you know, we wanted to retire and play golf together. We wanted to run races together. We had this lifestyle that we had envisioned for us. And she could no longer be in that lifestyle. Now she feels like she's letting me down.
And then the bottom came.
We were really low. I mean, we were close to divorce low. We probably both had suicidal tendencies low. I mean, so there is a low.
Kevin admits that suicide did become a considered option.
I've never been to the point where I think I was going to actually do it, but I've honestly, you know, I've had the thought cross my mind because for me, I was so tired. Like, I just wanted to rest.
So what are you doing to help you?
Not a lot, to be honest with you.
Because as a caretaker?
I can't have a bad day. I can't be down because with her, it's not going to be he's down, I'm going to pick her up. It's going to be, he's down, we're both down.
Another major hurdle on getting help, stigma.
As a man, I mean, there's a stigma of you're just a complete weak failure because you can't deal with it, because you can't put that cork on it, you know?
He does see a major change, though, with Army leadership encouraging soldiers to get the help they need.
I honestly think if I really felt like I needed to go see counseling today, that I would probably go get it, whereas 5 years ago, there's no way I would have.
But Kevin says invisible wounds are still often misunderstood.
When you hear PTSD, I think people are afraid. I mean, I think if I said, you know, my wife has PTSD, they'd be like, oh, that's great. Don't bring her over. You know, like, does she have a gun? And
they can now chuckle over tough topics and have come to an agreement of sorts.
She was always trying to fix me, and I was always trying to fix her. And when we realized we have to fix ourselves, and you think that's a selfish thing, but it's not.
And while there's still many ups and downs,
we are hopefully motivation for people to see that there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Darcy Marchese, WTOP News.